all of their moments come from us being really poor.
We've just given the ball away.
First half, Alisson drops one with Dele Alli and Trent. Then he drops the one with Milner, kicks a ball out of play and puts a duffer into midfield. Henderson gives two terrible balls away. Matip slips over, doesn't he? And we just about get away with it with a great tackle from Trent. Do you know what I mean? There's five, six opportunities just off the top of our heads now where Tottenham have got into dangerous areas without having to do anything. They basically gave up the wide areas, which our fullbacks normally dominate you in, and they went long, and I've never seen a Tottenham team go so long. My only criticism of the midfield was because we were so open. I felt a bit sorry for Van Dijk and Matip because every time they nodded a ball down, Tottenham were picking up bits, and I think that's where you miss Fabinho. Fabinho's height aerially with the way they were playing. The amount of times Henderson went up and he just couldn't win it. It was going in behind him. He was late getting the bits. Tottenham were in the half spaces picking up all the seconds. I think Fabinho's underrated, I think, in his ability to smell them kind of bits.
I think there's that, but I think the other thing is in the way in which, Neil, I was, when at times when I was watching it, both first half and second, obviously more second, where I just wanted there to be two central midfielders.
Yeah.
I just wanted there to be two lads playing central midfield next to each other.
That was the change straight after half time. That's what, you didn't even have to make the sub, I don't think.
You know, well, he does it in the end, tries to do it through the pitch. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking at. And he'll go and, you know, can someone just go and stand next to Jordan for a bit here? Literally stand 10 yards away from him, because then you can win bits between the two of you rather than what you were seeing, which was there was just, yeah, I've looked at the average positions of the first half, and it is like Milner's average positions, it's an orthodox left mid.
Yeah.
Wijnaldum's average position's an orthodox right mid, and then Henderson's just in the middle there, and there's all these little bits and pieces, and that's in the first half when, by the way, we were the better side.
Yeah, well, he went to a diamond, I think, didn't he, towards the end? He sort of put Firmino in a 10, didn't he, and sort of put Salah and Mane as two forwards. But also, I mean, tactically, yeah, all that, but all three of them didn't play well, did they?
You know, no.
In terms of on the ball, he didn't do. I thought we're not. Like, Jordan's the lightning rod, isn't he? And, you know, if Liverpool win the double, Jordan Henderson will be slammed for the way he lifts the trophy, won't he? You know, that will be, you know. Why is he not giving it straight to Van Dijk? To the real captain, you know, there'll be that. He's a lightning rod for criticism, but Wijnaldum was the worst of the three, in my opinion, because he didn't do anything.